One of the things that I really enjoy about this beautiful place is sitting in here sometimes and just really absorbing the history of it all and the way in which generation after generation have used this building as we're using it today. And of course, the celebration of Harvest Festival goes right back through the annals of history. For generation after generation, the people of Ducklington have come into this building and brought with them representative samples, products of the food and the flowers which they've harvested from the fields and the allotments and the gardens. Many of you will have read the books by Molly Harris. If you haven't, do get hold of one and read them. They're really interesting about how life was in this village between the two world wars. And the reality there that for many of the people, if the harvest wasn't a good one, they went very hungry. They were very close to the soil, very close to the natural world, far more aware of the weather and the soil conditions than most of us, far more in touch with the natural world. And I would suggest perhaps far more in touch with the creator of that natural world. I think one of the many ways in which Edmund's contribution, and indeed also that of our allotment holders to our church life is, and do forgive this pun, that they keep us grounded in those particular things, the weather and the soil and so on. And thank you for your contribution today, Edmund, just giving us that insight. And so if we're honest, as we come into church today to celebrate harvest and we look around at the beauty of this church, and thank you to all the people who came in yesterday and decorated it, there is an awareness that for many in our country now, such celebrations of this no longer seem to have a relevance, that in fact celebrating harvest is largely ignored. And it's partly because in this country we know that if our crops fail, there will be more food imported. It might cost a bit more, but we know that the economic buying power of our supermarket chains will ensure that there's always a good variety of pretty fresh food available to us. And so as individuals and as a nation, we've become less dependent on our land, less aware of the fragility of human existence. And, I'm afraid, less aware of our wonder of the creation of God. Many harvest services focus on important issues. They focus on important issues such as our responsibility to the poor of the world and to sharing what we have on a global basis. Others in their harvest services focus on the environmental issues linked to global warming. And these are both important themes and a part of our response to Christ's command that we should love our neighbours as we love ourselves. It's right that we should be aware of the global poverty and the global needs. And it's right too that we should be aware of our responsibility to protect our planet for the benefit of first of all, those who are more vulnerable, and also for coming generations. And the reading that Martin's just shared with us reminds us of how easy it is for us to become so self-absorbed that we lose touch with those important realities, and also indeed with the reality of our own mortality. But as I said last Sunday, the presence of so many street children in the world, existing as most of them do on the refuse from the rest of society, is an appalling outrage to remind us that indeed we should always be addressing these issues of inequality and climate change. But I think that it is possible for us to get sidetracked at harvest time from what is, and to my mind has to be, the overriding priority and message of a harvest festival service. Jesus indeed gave us the commandment that we should love our neighbour as ourselves, and it's important that we do that. But he also, the commandment he coupled with it, was that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart and mind and strength. And it seems to me that part of loving God is to show our appreciation for what he has done and continues to do for us. And I'd like to suggest that the primary purpose of a harvest service is for us just to sit back, to enjoy, and to say thank you to God for the marvellous beauty and variety of his creation. This glorious technicolour of colour and shapes and sizes and textures and tastes that we enjoy. Many of us grew up with the song that Louis Armstrong made famous, "What a Wonderful World." And perhaps we need to take more time and space to stand and stare, to really appreciate the variety and the beauty which is all around us, to really appreciate the amazing choice that we have of foodstuffs to give us pleasure and nourishment. We often find ourselves prompting children to say thank you, but I guess it's probably true that we too occasionally need prompting to be thankful. It's so easy for us to take things for granted. Our predecessors didn't, and we sell ourselves short and sell God short if we fail to appreciate the wonder of this world, if we fail to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. So as we sing our harvest songs this morning, let's do so with a renewed sense of God's amazing goodness in meeting our needs with such a beautiful, wonderful world. We all know from our experience that when we thank someone, or when they thank us, we're drawn closer to them. So it is that as we become more aware of God's goodness and we thank him, so we are drawn closer to him. Being truly thankful is good, indeed essential, for our relationship with God. I just want to finish by drawing your attention to the collect for today, which, because it's harvest, we've sort of got slightly marginalised in our service, but I have printed it at the bottom of the notice section at the back of the green sheets. And it's a collect attributed to St. Augustine, someone who discovered for himself that only by living his life with an awareness of the presence of God could he find fulfilment and peace. And many of us find that awareness of the presence of God as we gaze in wonder and thanksgiving at the natural world. Quite often when we're perhaps doing courses, alpha courses or confirmation courses or anything like that, we discuss how people came to an awareness of God, how they feel God in their lives. And so often people come back to talking about a beautiful place, a seaside, or a beautiful garden, or the top of a hill, or some other place that's special to them, where they really feel and sense the presence of God. And I trust that perhaps this harvest will just help us to be more aware again, refresh our awareness of this wonderful world and the way in which we can find God in it, if we just stand and stare and give ourselves the space. So let me just read through this collect as I finish what I have to say. Almighty God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you. Pour your love into our hearts and draw us to yourself, and so bring us at last to your heavenly city, where we shall see you face to face. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.